So it says, if there were two Mishamrim, so it says, Zemishamer Zekar, Reva Zemishamer Zekar. So what's the Chiddush? So that we wanted to say the Chiddush is, because you might say if a guy is a Mishamer, so he's in the status quo of being Osek B'mitzvah. So you can't kick him out of there. Hi, there's another guy, so what's the guy to do with it? So the answer is, obviously, what Aaron said, that is because Efshel Lekayim Shneyam. But you see that Efshel Lekayim Shneyam is not only by one person, but if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyam Al Yedei Acher, you're also Chayef. In other words, I can't say, look at myself. Look at myself, I'm not Efshel Lekayim Shneyam. Right. I'm being Osek B'mitzvah, so I'm part of. No, if there's somebody else there that can switch you off, so I'm considered an Efshel Lekayim Shneyam Al Yedei Acher. So I'm chayiv to switch you off. Right?
Right.
Does that sit well with you?
I mean, not the way you explained. One of the reasons we had for Osek B'mitzvah Pater, like the Ron, that person is already Osek B'mitzvah, it's like the Torah doesn't ask any more from him.
Right.
So then
you're Osek B'mitzvah Shneyam.
Yeah, but here, you're asking, telling this guy, this guy can't do both. I say that maybe we said Efshel Lekayim Shneyam is because it's like really, it's like a bizarre. You're just gonna, you can do both and you're not going to.
In other words, the situation that's chilasa sets itself up as an Efshel Lekayim Shneyam. That's what the Gemara said. I would say like this, that if there's Achbarim there, so like we said, you have to have it all the time. But if there's no Achbarim there, you have to have people that are designated to stand by. So if they just go away for tefillah and come back, that's not considered that it lacks in standing by.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You still have an appointed, you need somebody appointed for the Shmir. So the fact that he takes off the daven doesn't mean he's unappointed. Mm-hmm. It's just that because he has to daven now, so that's why he moves to the others temporarily, but he's appointed.
So that would be that. Status,
right. That would be a chiddush. That would mean that you don't have to have a constant every minute shmira if the person's in the freezer.
What are you trying to say?
You have to have somebody appointed.
The covenant is that the mace has a shomer. That's a
somebody
that's
appointed.
Right. So could you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Right.
So why you have to be there? This. The halach is he shouldn't be abandoned. That's the halach. Even though there's no achbarim, but you shouldn't just abandon him, throw him on the side of the ship, and go away and join a party somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's not covered in mace. If somebody should be appointed vis-a-vis the mace. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. That make enough for me to be as man as
that. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, basically, because there's no Akbar issues.
That's right, there's no Akbar issues. So still, there should be somebody appointed that's there. I mean, like you mentioned, he has to go to the bathroom, he has to daven, but he's generally appointed.
Yeah, not considered abandoned.
Not abandoned, that's the thing. In other words, abandoned is no good.
That would be the lack of cover.
That would be a lack of cover. Just abandon the guy. Maybe that's not abandoned in a freezer. I don't know. Would that be considered abandoned? Maybe not, because you're caring for him. It's a good question. But if a person does act as a shomer when the guy's in the freezer, it's not crazy. It's not crazy, because it's as far to say that it is a kiyum.
Right.
Okay. I wouldn't say he's over for sure if he doesn't, because I'm not sure that's called abandoned. Not sure, I don't know.
But when they ship the bodies to Israel, in the plane, there's nobody designated to be a shomer.
Correct.
In other words, what we're saying is like this, that the question is, why is the Shmir Sameis, what engenders the Shmir Sameis from the Achbarim? So if you say it's the presence of Achbarim, sonship, you wouldn't be Mechayev. But if you say the mace by definition demands a shmir me achbarim because he's prone to achbarim, it would be like I gave an example, like a tire.
Right.
So you intrinsically have a fear of a flat tire. It's not. It's because the nature of the tire brings that fear.
Right.
Or you have an expensive glass, so you have a fear of breaking it. Not because you size up situations all around it, but because that's the... In other words, that is the vulnerability of the thing. So the vulnerability of the mace is Achbar. So since that's the vulnerability, so even if it's a chash, you have to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Are there situations that can remove that vulnerability?
Yeah, where there's no Achbar at all.
Yeah, like if you lived in a place where you try...
In other words, the question is, what's the Havamina to say that by Sefer Torah, it's different than by Atzamos? And that by Sefer Torah, you can't write on the Sefer Torah, even if they're going to steal it.
Ma'aseh B'Zayin, that's it.
If they're going to steal it, it's going to be a worse Ma'aseh B'Zayin?
Right.
Oh. So I would say like this. by a mace, it's a matter of Kavod HaBrios. So if you sit on the mace, the bones, it's a bizui in the generics, in the generic Kavod HaBrios. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. But if they're going to steal it, and then they'll really be mevaza, so you're allowed to do it because you're preventing a worse situation. But Sefer Torah is Kedusha. It's a specific Heftah Shel Kedusha. And you're not allowed to sit on it. Maybe they'll catch it and they'll burn it or whatever. But the point is, I still can't do that.
Right.
Let them do it.
That's their problem. Huh?
That's their problem.
Right.
Or do I say, no, that because I'm protecting it from a worse Bizayon, so this is not really considered an act of design.
Right. It might have covered on
it. Right. You're protecting it.
Yeah.
You're protecting it from a worse design.
Mm-hmm.
It might say Shmir.
Right.
Right.
And I would say that by Sefer Torah, the objective is matir the design. It's a matir. But by other v'imo, it's not a matir. It's simply, that's the chi of kavod of v'imo, to make sure that ultimately they wind up with the greatest kavod.
Right.
That's shot.
Yeah.
So by Sefer Torah, are you chayef to sit